Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Art, who plays Shin and Soku.
Evening, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Evening, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
It's me.
And Mike, who plays Blastar.
I'm last. Yay!
All right.
Evening, everybody.
Here we go. We got three of us to say it.
You know.
One of these times, we'll get everyone in on it.
Fun fact. Whenever whoever is the last person, that usually means that Paula's mad at them for something arbitrary.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
You do.
I understand.
Man. Or it's just the order of the table. But this is not the case. I just made Mike last because of a snide comment.
Oof.
Whoa.
All right. So, who wants to do the recap from last time? Or how about this? I'll do the recap really quick.
Okay.
All right. They decided they were gonna confront Boomsay one more time. They tried to teleport directly to her using the letter. They ended up inside a convent. They talked to the Mother Superior, and she basically said, yes, Boomsay is here, but she's being suppressed, or the bad version of her is being suppressed by choir music and the sound of church bells. Team Flashbang goes in there and talks with Maria, not Boom Saint, the 5-year-old version of her in the 50-year-old's body. Through some trials and tribulations, and working together, the siblings manage to remove all the bad influences on their mother. And an angel named Filial warped her body to make her 5 years old again.
Which is awesome, because now we don't have to go looking for somebody that can do that.
Yeah, I was like, I had a plan the whole time. All right. And I think we're going to roll in like that. Anyone have anything else to add that I forgot? I think I was pretty thorough.
Yeah, we haven't told El Combustion yet, so...
No, we have not. That's coming. Going to be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll into it. So you guys are currently standing looking at a little girl who's looking at you very, like, little doe eyes and says,
where's my daddy?
Well, we're friends of his.
I was just at the park.
You know,
Stranger danger! Daddy!
And then she's like...
We're friends of your father.
Daddy!
The ones that could damn take her you to her daddy aren't there, yeah.
Yeah. We can take you to him, would you?
Hector looks just like he did back then, like very, very close.
Wait, I got an idea, and I'm going to talk to you through the head. What if we just said that she got knocked in the head, and she's just resting here, and yep, we're going to take her back?
Perfect.
Then you're going to want to say that, not him.
Okay. Maria, got hit in the head while you were playing at the park. And we're going to go take you back to your daddy right now. You were just resting.
What about my mommy? Where is she?
This sounds like a question for El Combustion, damn it.
Just take her off point, distract her. Can
I volunteer some information?
Sure.
The reason why you don't remember anything is you were knocked unconscious, and unfortunately, your mom suffered an accident.
Holy shit.
No.
Or
distraction.
By the way, her powers are still there. Full grown. That was not changed.
Yeah.
Because they were coming in as there, but yeah, you can't unring the bell, and now with the surge, yep.
Reference to book 2.
Yeah.
You can't unring the bell. God, I hope it books out by now. Fuck.
Do we say that, like, she got knocked unconscious and she's been in a coma for blank years?
She's still a 5-year-old body.
And
it's been, I think we can go with that, but we have to say that it's been a few months.
A lot has changed.
Filial's gone.
Yeah. He noped up.
He's like, bye, dudes.
Yeah.
Bye.
My job's done. Peace.
And then we appreciate you.
A lot has changed since 82? 81?
Yeah, 82.
Yeah.
82. A lot.
A hell of a lot has changed.
85?
No.
She's 85. 5 years old.
82.
77.
You're right.
It was 1970-something.
Oh. Well, so...
This is difficult.
How many times a day can you do psychic surgery if we fuck this up?
I've got I am not doing that. That got me yelled at last time.
Yeah, it did.
You get an evil point. Thanks.
Yeah, you don't mess with someone's memory unless it's to help them, not help yourself.
Fine.
We're going to have a long conversation with El Combustion. wait, I have an idea. I have a distraction. Cece?
Actually, no. She's like, tuk, tuk, tuk.
Let me in!
And then you hear it like, hey, waity, let me in.
It's like, okay.
And we're going unbeknownst to you guys,
yeah,
she has scurried to the door and she's like, let me out. You guys are just ignoring her. So she.
Oh, we were
scurrying,
doing the conversation quickly of how do we explain this?
Well, yeah, I just imagine
we're not the smart ones.
I imagine it was like the and it, as you guys were like looking at each other, like what
we're
the
last
do?
Two brain cells.
And then she bolted to her. She's like, little door, little hand,
get me out.
And she knocks on the door. The door opens curiously, and she tumbles in, and that she tumbles through. And Cece goes, wait a second, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
She's
oh, your dad is
going to
be your grandma's
no, so probably, but he's going to be happy,
and
too.
And then this is going to have to be there.
Cece,
yes.
You cannot say anything. Just be cute.
And then she like shrugs on her little vest. She's like, hi, I'm Cece. Ah, talking weasel. And then she runs and like clutches onto the leg of the Mother Superior, who's looking at you like, what the fuck did you do?
Before you yell at us. Before we get the wrath.
And her emotional sense, your emotional sense is like, she's
confused,
like,
surprised.
She's about 3 seconds from punching you, from like going after you guys because you've done something to her.
I will explain psychically if she lets me.
Yeah, she lets you in.
I will explain what
you're
happened.
You're in the vestibule?
Yeah, are we stepping out of the.
No. This is a mental. You're in her mental vestibule.
Ah. I will explain yelling exactly what happened.
It's a little fucked up.
It is.
Mm hmm.
But now she gets to live her life.
I haven't sworn in like 20 years.
That's impressive. I usually don't last like 20 seconds.
Oh, I swear in my head all the time, but I can do that here.
I can swear in other people's heads.
Oh. Oh, is that what your spark is?
No.
Swearing in other people's heads.
That was a development.
Oh, I got, well, I mean, I didn't get anything for a spark, really.
Would I look fairly similar to El Combustion back in the 80s, except for maybe the haircut?
It's the jet. It's the you don't have the right facial, like your face is different. Right. Yeah, but it's thinner and like it's essentially
I
him.
I don't
but,
have the bulk.
It's yeah, it's him. You're with him, but thinner and but it's different enough that like you also don't have the massive go like the big old goatee, the like big goatee he wore in the early 80s.
But she wouldn't know. All of the family members, so I could say that I'm Uncle Rico.
You could try.
I could. I'm banking on my performance. Ooh. Or persuasion. Persuasion is better because I actually have proficiency in that.
And if she's teamworking, you roll with her bonus, but you can talk.
Oh. So,
are you teamworking that?
Yes, of course.
We're.
Do you still have Eagle Splendor on?
I do. So I will try and relay that. You know, Maria, I'm
a relative of
I'm
yours.
I'm a relative of yours.
Stranger danger, I don't know you. Lady, help me.
I know your dad. I, you know, we are related.
This is what they say at school. They say they know your parents. Well, can you make me take the creepy people away?
Let me call.
And she just glares at you. And you see a little.
Let me make a quick phone call to your dad.
A spark of energy like leaps like across her eye. And she, like, shakes her head, but you guys saw it. You've been attacked by that before. You know what that feels like.
Okay. Would you like us to get your dad here so he can take you home?
Dad, get mom and dad here.
Now that they're in the vestibule, no, they're still in the room, aren't they?
No, they walk. No,
so we are reconnected mentally?
They had to walk out.
No, he has to reconnect us.
Yeah, which means I have to see you.
Yes.
So, I'm
actually,
going
no,
to...
it was just suppressed when you were inside the room. So you come back outside.
It and wasn't cut off, it was just
and
suppressed.
And you feel the... reconnected.
Guys!
Oh god,
guys.
The echoes are back. So.
It was so peaceful and quiet out
I
here.
Know!
So.
My head was empty.
You saw some really nice family get-togethers. So there was lots of crying, lots of good food handed out. They were offered like 6 or 7 different meals. The food is like on point. It's really good, like homestyle Mexican food.
I have to keep denying that I'm I have to tell people I'm not actually an angel. I'm not actually an angel.
Oh, yeah, no, you have a court. You have a court around you. But continue, yes.
So,
as they're having this
so
nice...
guys,
what did
there
you
was
do?
A development.
What did you do?
We're alive.
You've been asked to bless like 6 or 7 babies at least.
They,
we are alive.
I give my druid blessing.
So, we need to get El Combustion here relatively quickly.
Please.
I'm going
I'll
to
take
call
you
him.
Take
hey, Jen.
I'm going to call
yes,
him.
Combustion.
No, I said I was going to call him so I can explain some things. As we leave, I need to get out of this because of the, you know, get out of this area because I am a guy, right?
Yes, they want
my
you.
Except,
you
I was the exception because I had to talk to him.
Correct.
Because of my
now,
knowledge.
Now she's not there.
That's
you need
done.
Out.
I'm out.
I'm going to use you.
I'm going
as
to
maker.
Go call.
We okay?
I'm going to call.
You can't use this rock.
I'm going to call him.
Okay.
You stay with
her.
You stay with them.
Okay.
I will meet you outside when he's here.
Okay.
I will step outside and call El Combustion.
D12?
Why?
Because it's funny that way.
So why, Mike? It's 7 either direction.
6, you're good.
Okay.
Second ring. It's like 11 in the morning. What's up? How's your trip?
Oh, the trip is going well. There's, I've got a bit of a surprise for you.
I mean, excellent. I'm happy to get a gift when you get back.
Oh, I no. kind of need you to come down here. We can send...
I'm not allowed in Mexico City.
I know,
rule.
There is a special... There is a...
No,
We're hoping for a special exception.
I signed a treaty saying I would not enter the grounds.
He's not entering the ground. He's entering holy ground. So that is going to preempt.
No, it doesn't. Like he's barely allowed in Mexico as the country. Mexico City. He literally cannot
can
go.
Can we even get her back to the hotel room?
I don't think so.
Can I roll anything?
No.
You could try.
She's terrified of us because we just popped up.
No. Tell him the truth. He'll still come.
Yes. So,
so.
He says, I keep hearing, that was mental, right?
Yes, that was mental.
Okay.
So, we found Maria.
When and where?
We're in Mexico City, and there is a very interesting surprise for you with us. We can send...
The dead body of my daughter is not interesting.
She is not dead.
Then how are you, then how are we talking?
You know my
His
ability.
Voice went from very, very happy to, I'm you're about to get beat, boy.
Yes. You know my...
And that's where you're
you
going.
Know my abilities.
Joking, not me.
You know my abilities.
Yes.
I found what was causing...
Now you still have this, like, gem, and you walked outside and it started pulsing. As soon as you left the church, not the entire church, it started pulsing.
So if he walks
in
out
hand.
Into the courtyard where we're at...
Would I have been allowed to, like... Just deal with it, or
it is in your hand, and it's like it's a crystal. It's like
okay, what would I think to do with it? Because Mike doesn't know.
Eat or
obliterate
break it,
holy.
Or
hey,
pour holy water on it.
Hey, shiny sword.
Not in church. Not in church.
Batter up.
Wait a minute, reincarnator.
I don't know if that would be a good idea.
It always comes good.
Okay, we can figure that one out.
Not in church.
Not in the church. Gotcha.
That's like we're on our way to Brazil. All right, boys.
Yeah. So, You know my psychic abilities.
Yes, yes. You can talk in people's heads. It's interesting.
I can also alter memories.
What did you do?
I found where she became corrupted.
What do you mean? I mean, she went down a bad path, but...
No, someone tainted her, changed her.
Fine.
She would have been a force for good, much like you and I.
Actually, much like... Well, you wouldn't know that, but yeah. Yeah, okay. He says, fine. Can you get her outside of the city? I really... I can't.
She doesn't recognize any of us, and she wants her dad. Actually, no. I will use the exact wording that she would use to talk to him.
Have your friend make you look like me, and then take her out of the city, or convince her to go with you. I cannot go to Mexico City.
I will do what I can. I don't think I'm allowed back in the building where she is. We're at the Convent of...
The Visitation.
Visitation.
Convent of... It's literally like a super generic...
They don't like
it's having... It's Convent of the Visitation.
Convent... We're at the Convent of the Visitation, and I'm not allowed where she is. She's with Luna right now.
That's good. Luna's very persuasive. Maybe she can get her to go with you. So we flash over to them.
And
What have you tried to do to get her to convince her to come with you?
So do I have Bob with me or no?
No.
No, gave Bob to them. With them.
Cece is sitting on your shoulder, though.
What is that picture of? Is it of me and them? My brothers?
Yeah, it's,
and my dad?
It's of your brothers and your dad, yeah.
And Maria as an adult.
No.
Right?
No. She's took the picture.
She took the picture. Got it.
I know you're scared.
I'm not scared. I'm a brave kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are a brave kid.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
As she hugs Mother Superior much tighter.
Mm-hmm. I'm not here to hurt you or take you away.
Stranger danger.
I know.
Nice way to take me away.
It's okay.
To be fair, the nun is probably also a stranger, but she's dressed like a nun.
Correct.
Which is recognizable.
Yeah.
Whereas Bright Force is dressed like
a teenage
someone
rockstar.
On vacation.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to show off your suit?
I'm. Does she. Would I know, though, that
she would know that. We came in expecting a fight.
You're in suit, yeah.
Does she know that El Kavoshion was a cape? And
of course she did.
I'm like your dad. I have powers too. I want to help you.
What's my dad's boss's name?
But I know that.
We're still on the phone. No,
you wouldn't.
Oh.
We're also still on the phone with him.
Can I reach them mentally?
Yeah. You're still in mind lane.
Back in 1982.
No. He said, what's dad's password? They tell me that the people are safe.
Mentally. Can you ask
him? I would probably, Rico would know that, right?
Yes, it's the same one.
But I'll clarify.
What's the password?
Yeah. Oh, you're letting me come up with it?
Yeah.
Enchinatas.
Avocado.
All I can think of is the one that dad always used.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of, like
enchilada.
No, we always used popcorn, but translated. We'll do that, whatever, the Spanish for popcorn is.
Which all right.
Mm-hmm. She says it.
Oh, okay. That's a weird thing to say. No one ever knows that. Okay. Okay, nice way. I'm going to go with her now. Are you sure she's safe?
And Mother Superior looks at you and says, I'm relatively certain, child. Good luck. May the blessings be upon you. And gives the cross. And you see, actual light forms where her fingers were. And then just whacks into her.
Wow.
And she kind of stumbles back. She says, that's the first.
Okay, can we take my daddy now?
So,
Mommy said that she was making pot roast for dinner.
Fair warning, as I'm talking to El Cabustion on the phone.
We're on our way.
She's 5 years old now.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I had to remove the memories after the events that led up to this. So she thinks she's 5. Her body is now 5. There is a weird thing with an angel. And not the one we work with.
A different angel. He kind of sounded like a little bit like Danny DeVito. It was really weird.
You're sure?
It was weird, but I am certain.
Okay.
She keeps asking about... she keeps asking about Grandma.
It is, and you can hear the phone slump.
Yeah.
And he says...
It's like, I was expecting that, and I know...
It
we didn't know how to answer that question either.
Get her to Pink Sands, and I can go there. That's not technically part of Mexico.
We can teleport to the. We can. I look over at Shinsoku as I'm saying this. We can teleport to the
Where
house,
in the
right?
heck do you want me to take you?
We can get to the compound.
Okay.
If you're there, otherwise we can
see you at Pink Sands. Still there?
I'm there. Go to take her to your wing. It's looks a lot more like our house did before all the additions were put on it.
Okay, I will relay that.
Oh, your room? That's easy.
Yeah,
I sneak in there every night.
What?
Damn it!
You wonder why you keep finding whipped cream on your face?
Oh yes.
No. Shh. You don't tell him that. He still hasn't found the other things that I've placed around the room.
Fine tooth comb. And that's where the fuckery began.
So we come down and I'm holding her hand.
And she's just skipping along happily. She's like,
I take the black crystal and I pocket it. Yeah, I don't want her seeing
it. You can feel it pulsing in your
pocket. I know.
Maybe something more necrotic resistant could hold on to it.
Hi.
You don't have the ring anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I keep forgetting that.
I
kind of don't want to hand it over, but I understand.
No, you don't want to hand it over.
Yeah.
Is it wanting to
My protections versus Mr. Pointy.
You don't want to give it to him.
Huh?
You want to hold on to it.
It's forcing you to hold on to it.
Okay.
Now, you don't feel like you have to keep it, and like it's important that you're the one who holds on to it.
Am I feeling like this is an external power telling
you
me this?
You have no idea, but that you get a very strong feeling because I got to roll the save with her not there because you did it because you didn't try and pocket it till you got outside.
You know what my saves are.
Plus 10 to charisma?
Plus 6.
Plus 6. I'll roll one more time. I did roll. Okay. Yeah, you really don't want to get rid of it. You think it's important that you're the one who holds on to it.
Okay.
You pocket it, it throws in your pocket. It's like a comforting, yes, I know it's there. I'm making sure no one else gets affected by this.
Okay, you phrased that correctly, so I will let it slide. Mike still wants to destroy the fucking thing, but
yes,
Mike won't be allowed to do that, will
I? The only person who knows it exists is Bright Force.
I mean, you said I was holding on to it, but
yeah,
but when they're coming out, I mean, obviously they saw it.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him pocket it.
Like, she's coming out, so my perception, like, okay, we don't want Maria. Sight.
Oh, that thing is evil. Evil.
Is it trying to go towards her?
Yes. You guys want to roll as a squad on this?
Arcana and religion are probably the same. 3. 2.
What's your number? I got 10 higher than you did.
I got a 1.
Good thing
Time Art and I work together, I roll low.
it's a fact. So 11 plus 7, 17, so 28.
My thought is I don't want her to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fully matured seed. You've only ever seen nascent seeds? That's fully matured.
We got to get rid of it.
It needs to be destroyed.
Yeah,
now.
Somebody said not on church ground.
No, just swinging weapons on church ground. Yeah. Channeling holy magic, that's fine.
Yeah, you go up in the air. I didn't even hear it. Like a little clank. A little baby clank. That was it. I fell and whacked my fucking mic stand. Ow. Bitch is sturdy. It didn't even move.
So, you're the holy person.
Yep.
I have an idea, but I don't know if I'm allowed to have this idea.
You really don't want to get rid of it. You think it's important that you hold on to it.
When just like 2 minutes ago, I was certain we need to destroy it.
Yep. Weird dichotomy.
Like my whole protection thing doesn't do anything.
It isn't. It can't get in, but it can still impose its will. It can't implant
it's
itself.
It's influencing you, but it's not implant itself.
Exactly. You're protected from the implantation, but you're not protected from the actual overall influence of something that powerful.
I'm assuming you wanted a charisma save, not a constitution save.
I did roll a charisma save.
Okay.
You rolled well. I got a 14 on the die. Wasn't enough.
I'm gonna...
Can I use an inspiration to bump that by 5?
Hey, Paul.
Advantage
adds
5.
I cast protection from evil and good.
He also has, he still has advantage on charisma saves.
No, charisma checks.
Evil splendors is checks, yeah.
Damn it.
What was that?
Protection from evil and good.
If he had that on him, yes, it would shuck that effect.
And I cast it. I have it.
Oh, well then, yeah, you're like, what the fuck is this evil thing in my pocket?
Yeah.
I'll mark off the first level spell slot, because I got that from base level Horizon Walker.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to bring her back inside.
Bob? No, hang on. Bob? Can you bring out Reincarnator?
Actually, Reincarnator never went inside. It became a bracelet.
Ah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It's a heavy fucking bracelet, but yeah.
That's not that heavy for
her. I have a thought.
Okay.
Luna.
Mm-hmm. So.
You reincarnate this.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you reincarnate becomes good, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Maria talk to it.
You're so right. And then I turn to Maria and I'm like, Maria, these are my friends. And I introduce her to them. You can trust them. And I'm like, take her, anyone take her back inside just in case.
No,
and then we'll bring her out.
No.
You're the only female.
You're the only one that can go inside the building.
Correct.
Damn it.
So really, we just walk around a corner for a second.
Okay.
It's a big old courtyard here. There's no, it's like a square courtyard.
Okay. Or we just teleport.
Or she takes out Reincarnator. I just go.
Or just like whack it on it.
Yeah. I'm tough enough to take the hit if it, you know, fucks up, but...
Okay, do you want to do it?
Yep.
Are you going to... Okay, I'm going to offer you a choice. Are you going to choose to smite or not?
Smite gives me a better thing, right? Yeah. Okay, I'll do smite.
One, three. Two, or three?
I'm being shown...
Four.
You do have a fourth level slot.
What number?
Max.
Four. We're going four. We're going four.
So
we're going for it.
We're going for it. We're gonna 66, go for
6d6, 6d8. Would you like to use the new dice?
Does Hold it count on. As
Paul, do you want me to roll yes. this?
So add an additional d8?
Yep, add an extra d8.
78, 66.
Holy shit.
I have 66 here if you want to use them.
My max is at
it maxes at 5 plus the one for you can get to 6 with it being an undead thing.
So I
right, but she two, adds four, another one.
Six.
Oh yeah, for the radiant damage from her regular attack.
It was
7.
78.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh god.
And you reroll ones and twos, right?
Yep.
Hey, Natalie.
Yes.
Take a minus 5 tier to hit roll to add plus 10 to your damage.
Yep.
Okay. Do I still need to hit?
No.
Okay.
So
it's putting put on your weapon. As you just turn and burn into this thing, you're gonna take half of this damage as you hold it in place. Because basically, she's golf swinging into your hands.
I understand. I expected to take full damage. Like I will push through if I have to. Oh yeah, I have to stay close to you, don't I? Protection.
I cast it on you.
Oh, cool.
It's just.
And remember, you reroll ones and twos.
Oh yeah. So these are sixes.
What?
Two sixes and four ones and twos.
Oh, I thought you were the ones you picked up. I was like,
I was really hoping it'd be my turn to smite it, but yeah, your idea works better.
I have no idea what this is going to turn into, or if this is even a good idea. But I thought it was cute and clever.
Bring you another fave friend.
If anything, I'm thinking it's her new pack.
58
yeah. And plus
58 plus the 10, and then plus my
six. I don't know. Plus your 8.
Yeah.
68 plus 18?
Mm-hmm.
86?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you cross the 75 threshold.
All right.
You shatter it.
Fantastic.
But instead of shattering, it cuts it cleanly in half, and then it fills with golden and pink light, and then slaps back together, and then explodes into a 10-foot ball of, like, dust, of magic and dust.
Taking my damage.
And... It swirls around and then it all sucks together and then it poofs and turns into a little pink and gold puppy.
I mentally tell them, bring her out. And I walk her up to Maria.
Carry the
puppy
over.
She runs out. Hi, puppy. How are you? Hi, I'm puppy. How are you? What's my name again? I don't remember. He said, what's my name again? I don't remember. She says, you don't have a name? Pico! No, Pico! Like Pico de Gallo. I want Pico de Gallo. Hi, Pico. I'm Pico. I love you. And just leans.
Aww.
Now we got another surprise for Combustion. And he has to take care of a dog, too.
It's not really a dog.
I picture it being something akin to Cece.
No.
Not quite as powerful, but
no,
similar?
No, different... Different entirely. It's closer to you what Yuki is, but like, but probably like a cleric version of that, effectively.
Okay,
like a cleric's familiar, but more like a protector than anything.
Okay,
it looks like a.
Made sure nobody talked to that fucking puppy until she did.
It looks like a like the Chinese lion dogs. Like it looks like a. It's a puppy, but it's still 3 foot tall. You know, like 2.5 foot tall. It's a.
Oh, so she was doing the carrying.
Correct. I mean, it's probably a 70-pound puppy.
It's going
to be a 180-pound dog.
It's a Growlithe.
Yeah, it's a Growlithe. It's going to turn into an Arcanine. Yeah, it's a massive dog.
I'm thinking mouse.
It entirely. There's a lot of Tristan Fowles things threaded throughout this. If you look closely. And she says, "Hi, puppy. Hi, Pico." And then, she just kind of hops and gloms on, and he just like butter, just glue. And then she says, "Okay, where are we going?"
Well, we can take you. We can take you home.
Okay, so, let's go.
Well, we're gonna take you to meet your dad.
Okay, let's go. I already said that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody hold hands and we teleport.
Here we go.
No, I don't teleport well.
You know she teleports well. This is her. This is obviously her putting on a fake. Putting on a fake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I'm familiar. Yeah. And then I'm familiar with that feeling.
And then she goes, "Oh, you guys didn't realize. I'm fine. Where? What are we? This doesn't look like home. That, what's that thing on the wall?" And she points at your flat screen TV.
Well, that's a new TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it one of those color ones?
It is.
That is so cool. It's so big.
Yeah.
And as she's saying that, El Combustion walks into the room and falls straight to his knees. And he says, "Little girl, come here.
Daddy, look at my new dog. His name is Pico. He can talk."
And he looks at you like, "Really?" first the bird in the garage, now this.
Sorry.
I
have
to build a new garage.
Now you just have to build a doghouse.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Pico, I don't doghouse.
Oh, that's a bed dog.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's if she goes off to college, the dog follows her to college.
Yep.
I'm thinking it's her pillow for life.
Yeah.
For life. And then there's a very heartwarming thing where he glares at you a lot, but then smiles at her. And
I expect this.
And he has to explain that, like, his wife is, her mother is gone. And she doesn't believe it until, and he explains that she's been gone a long, you know, Ray's been gone a long time. And she doesn't initially believe it, but then they show her the history books. And they show her, like, you know, like, physical history books that he has to go buy. Like, he has the FSA drop off. And this is what happened since.
I buy them. No, because it's the,
She just has the FSA drop. He just has the FSA drop them off. And basically, she's like,
okay. So all my friends are all grown up?
Yeah.
What about my brother and sister?
And
I need to make another phone call.
El Combustion looks at you. He says, "It's okay. I'll take care of this. Thank you. Thank you for giving back my little girl."
Anything for family.
Anything for family. He gives you a big crushing hug. He gives the pair of you a crushing hug and then says, "Go back to your vacation. This is a wonderful gift, but it's going to take some getting used to."
Yes.
So please enjoy your trip. Help you find everything you're looking for. Wow. And then he just turns and like carries her away, and Pico follows behind like the dutiful guard dog that he will be.
Yep.
All right. So you guys are in Rico's apartment, Rico's wing of the house, just kind of chilling.
I'd much rather go back to the beach. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get out of here.
Luna's still crying. Like,
wait. Okay, fine. We'll do it when we're. I would like to visit the Natural Science Museum or Natural History Museum to make another.
You want to go visit Terra again? Okay.
I can meet you guys down there.
You're not. Oh, you can teleport yourself. You don't give a shit.
I just need to borrow that water spirit again. Thank you.
as Art hands him something like the 100 grand diamond
that I gave you.
Yeah,
50.
50 grand diamond. Yeah. So 5,000 gold times 20. That's 100 grand diamond.
It was 50,000 according to my notes. It was initially 100.
It was supposed to be.
It's a 5K diamond.
A 5K diamond, so 5K times 20 is $100,000.
I had 5K written down.
Yeah. So yeah.
And I just added an extra zero to it.
So as they go back and enjoy the beach for a while, they kind of like chill after that emotional roller coaster that was there.
That was rough, but we get back in time to see Pyroclasm's pyrotechnics show.
Yeah, you catch it just as he's starting, and it is. Hold on, let me roll performance for him.
But it's only noon o'clock.
Anytime is fireworks time if they're big enough.
You're right.
Holy shit, hold on. That's an 18. Let's see what his advantage gives him. 18's better. 28.
All right.
It is spectacular. He is lighting this bitch up like pow, 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 like 8 or 9 different colors and different like bursting patterns. He has shade throw like some shadows on it to make it so he can do like shadow art on the fireworks. It's pretty elaborate. There's lots of clapping.
Oh yeah.
All right. So we go back over to Scrypool Man. You come in and Tara says, oh, welcome, dear. How can we help you today?
I need to make another scry.
You need to borrow the bowl?
Yes, please.
Or the drum. It was the drum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can borrow the drum. Though I will be going with you, as you don't have Shinsoku with you, just in case something happens.
Of course.
And she kind of like flows behind you. Mm-hmm. It's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it's all natural stone in here, like the
Earth glide.
Mm-hmm. And she says, I probably know whatever you're looking for, so it's not like you're hiding anything from me.
Yep.
I am connected to this world like very few others. I just imagine her going, yes, and by this building is my body. She's been seen other places, but you saw how big the other elemental titans were.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your scry request, and what's your arcana to do it?
My arcana, now that I'm doing this for myself, it should be a good number.
3.
13 plus 13 is a 26.
There's a 3 in there. Okay, it's pretty clear. What exactly are you looking for? What is the exact request you give the knowledge spirit that appears?
I am looking for Catherine Marie Hashin, also known as Catherine Marie Kitsis, my mother.
Understood. And it goes dark for a second, which is unusual. And then you hear a cracking noise.
Oh no!
And then it goes clear. And then you're like looking at it from above, and there's a, how to describe, hold on, let me think of the best way to describe this.
That cracking noise, was it piercing the shroud? Yeah,
it broke the shroud. Okay. Your arcana combined with its massive plus to piercing did it. You alone couldn't have done it. You would need something as powerful as this. It looks like a military compound, but it's not like anything you've ever been to. And you look, and in huge letters across one of the tops of the buildings. Because it's through the shielding, and through, and you're, and once it lowers down, it looks like nothing, just like a regular building, until it gets within like 30 feet, and then letters fade into existence on the top. Siren.
Capture, remember. Well,
It keeps zooming in.
I don't know, that's me asking myself, is she captured or is she a member?
It keeps zooming in, and then until it finally goes into what looks like a command wing. And she was a badass, right?
Yeah. Both parents were.
So she is...
She was more of a kick-ass as he was more of a caster
kick-ass. Kick-ass versus smart-ass. Got it. So she is standing at a battle table, and she is being asked questions. Like, where should we move these troops? Where should we move what's our next move? And she says, tactically, this is what I would do, ma'am. She's never giving an order. It's always, she's asked what she would do, and then she does it. And then as you want, she says, I have to go out. Ma'am, I have to go out and do training. I have to train the new recruits. Can this wait till tomorrow? And she says, yes, of course. And it is General Ibis.
Okay.
Who you guys thought was dead.
No,
we knew she escaped.
No.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I told you, maybe.
No.
No. No?
If all three of us are agreeing with this, did tell us.
She leaves and she goes outside, and she essentially acts as a fighting trainer. And how long do you continue watching her? Because it doesn't look like the connection's wavering.
Well, I will also zoom out so I can actually see what country.
As soon as you get out like more than 150 feet, that it goes hazy.
So I can't get what country at least?
You're pretty sure it's somewhere in Europe.
Western or Eastern?
Western. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. The weather looked pretty placid. It's not rainy and it wasn't like a lot of moss, so you're pretty sure it's not like...
I used to know maps so well.
I don't know what your problem is.
I probably could have figured this out.
You can roll me a history? I guess history. I hate that there's no like knowledge geography. There's like knowledge skills anymore. Roll in history for me.
20 total? I'm thinking about using inspiration to...
Okay, I was going to say something.
I got luckies. What am I talking about?
There you go.
How many luckies can I use on a turn?
3. You going to change dice again?
That's 2 luckies down. I'll keep at a 23.
It looks like south of France.
South of France.
Very rolling hills. Gorgeous.
Okay. I will attempt to zoom in and watch her for at least an hour.
Yeah, after about 45 minutes, all the recruits run past. None of them are respectful. They're all very, like...
They were speaking English or what language?
French.
Okay.
Actually, it's like a mixture of French and English. Mostly English with some French thrown in. And then she goes off to a tiny little apartment. Like a cell more than anything. It's got a little tiny bathroom attached to it. And a room for a bed and a like, it's not even bigger than, it's like 10 by 12 maybe, with a little like 4-foot bathroom attached to it. She lays down, goes to sleep.
Okay. And I will end the connection there.
Okay. The knowledge spirit says, "You'll need to wait 3 days before I can do another scry such as that. That was quite draining."
Okay. You rest now.
Understood. Are you going to put me back in the crystal?
Yes.
Okay.
I will use my dim door to take her into the crystal unless I don't need to do that anymore.
No, she knows how to... That crystal's attuned to her.
Okay. So, Siren. So, if I'm still on the hotline with the Vanguard...
You are.
So...
He speaks.
Oh.
You guys have been enjoying fun in the sun for like for a couple hours. You're enjoying yourselves.
So...
Just someone tried windsurfing. It was dangerous.
I found some interesting...
I'm gonna make sure when he's walking on the beach that the water kind of wells up underneath his feet so it sinks, his feet sink down and... Oh.
All right. All right.
But by him, he means Blastar.
I see how this goes.
At least you're not turning into ice.
Yeah, that's too cold.
Or you're just retracting the water away from him to have it all flood back on him.
Goes to dive in, the water disappears, it lands into the mud, and then the water comes back.
Yay, boy! No, I still like, you know, all of a sudden the feet sink in about 4 inches and then solidifies around you and...
Huh.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this again.
Step. Funk. Son of a bitch.
I'm right. Gonna get him.
The prank war began right there. Bum, bum, bum.
So this is how the fuckery began.
They would reflect later in their lives about that was when the prank war began. If they live that long.
Paul.
Alright, sorry about that.
It's all good. Yeah, it's alright.
How weak can I make those time bombs?
You can't.
Aww.
I'm actually going to teleport to the Sanctum.
Okay, you really can't teleport there.
He has the...
There's magic
the
circle.
The gate code, yeah.
He has the gate code, so he
beep,
can...
Beep, 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 yeah, okay.
He goes to one of the locations we've set up with transport there and just...
Okay.
I'm going to have a conversation with my dad.
Okay, so he says, yes, son... My no longer magical son, how can I help you?
As
you
start no longer magical. I have more magic than I've had.
He still has more magic now than he did when they first...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Before he disappeared.
My magically stunted son, how can I help you?
I have first, second, third, fourth, and seventh level spells.
I am magically stunted.
I have found mom.
Your mother's dead. And then he like turns to walk away.
She is in South France, working with Siren. I just scried her.
He turns back around. I know. And then turns around and walks away.
I will be persistent, but we don't actually have to.
If you follow him, eventually he turns and he says, "I've known since I left, since I got back. That was the first thing I did was look for her. Just on the off chance. I tried to speak with that, it didn't work. And I know she wouldn't deny me that.
Well, so why didn't you tell me?
Because
I had to have a stranger tell me she's still alive.
Because thinking she was dead was better than hoping she was alive.
I had to have a stranger tell me she's alive. Instead of my own father telling
me. Thinking she died a hero is better than knowing she lives as a slave.
You know, we kind of specialize in freeing people.
You don't have the manpower to take on a base that big. I know. I may or may not have tried. Twice.
I know, we do have a nuclear option.
We also have a bird.
You haven't seen our new talents, have you?
What do you mean, new talents?
Well, we got a couple new things I will go into describing.
We've been training.
Yeah. Let's get down to business.
There's a bird.
Two birds.
His name is Toucannon.
And Falcon.
And Falcon. and the turtle, and the skunks, and now the dog.
and the lions.
And, yep. And the lions, who are protecting...
The stone lions are...
One is stone, one is iron.
Oh, and they are guarding the combustion estate.
Yes.
Outside.
Oh, yeah.
Like this. Mm-hmm. Clunk. And they wave when you walk by.
Hello.
Hello.
That's not how they go.
I think the eye on the bus can take most of them there in an instant.
Yeah. We always say hi to Dandy and Lavender?
Yeah. Those are their names.
I got it right.
Dandelion?
I had Dandelion. I could not think of Lavender. I knew it was
flowers.
Yep.
But all right. I'm headed back to my vacation. We will probably tackle this one soon.
Let me know.
You will want to come with, I assume.
Yes.
I'll
make preparations.
Good. All right.
Again. I used a lot of good potions last time. I'll have to work on that. And he kind of just ambles away. You notice he's a lot more scatterbrained than you remember him being.
Well, he did cast Wish for us, I think.
No.
No, there was the three-part spell that we meta-magicked.
Yeah.
He gave away part of himself for that.
Do I think Greater Restoration will fix him?
Not even fucking close.
You already asked that question.
Twice.
Okay.
Do you think Wish would fix him?
This is the third time, yes.
Do you think Wish would fix him?
Yes.
So,
two more levels!
Unless Art.
Yes.
Unless Art plans to take it right away.
Bite me.
Well, can bards take Wish? Alright.
I head back to vacation mode.
Vacation all they ever want. You have to get away. Alright. So you guys are back on the beach and Demon shows up in a flash of wings.
Wings and feathers.
And I will explain the situation to them. That my mother's alive.
As you're drinking mimosas on the beach.
Wait, the moment that you land and your feet touch the thing, the same thing happens with the sand?
I don't have to touch the ground.
That's true. He can.
He doesn't know what happened to you, though.
Are you kidding me? I'm part of the prank war. We got that team teleport, remember?
Bob, name.
I anchor for him. He anchors for me. We're all good.
How many things did Damon and Shinsuku add?
Shinsoku? Well,
none.
Because you said Shinsuku.
I said it correctly.
Oh, how many things have you guys added to Bob randomly?
None, I have my own.
No.
That's a prank war.
Since she got him.
I don't prank Luna.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
It's just Rico.
30 strength? No thanks.
No, I'm saying I'll probably kick her ass too, but at least it's not going to hurt as much.
This actually tracks.
CC is my enemy in this prank war.
Oh yeah, but CC is on Team Rico. But Rico didn't know there was a prank war going on, so she's been doing guerrilla warfare for by herself the whole time. Like, they have found all kinds of random shit in their shoes, like...
Even literally?
No, she's a lady.
No, right, she's classier than that.
Did find, like, slime, like, you know, that Luna likes to make when she's dressed. In their shoes, just, like, coating the bottoms of it.
I appreciate
that's when I asked Yuki to come out, and she freezes it nicely for me, and...
Yeah. Alright, so, yeah, you guys are... You talk it out, and then you figure, you know, once you're done with Brazil and potentially Atlantis, because that is what you're going to Brazil for, you're going to hit Siren. Sounds like a hit list to me.
All right. We ready to start our boat trips?
Sure.
Do our guests go home?
Well, they have, this they is have only their like day own two. Transport.
They have,
this is true.
They got two transports.
Yeah, we got the two boats, and we take the Atlantean craft.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so the landing craft will take a while to get to where you're going, but it is like the right thing to take with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And less likely to get blown up.
And we'll say our farewells to our friends who are taking the boats back. And
as you know, so giving others give modes of affection, some form of affection. Pyroclasm, you know, bumps knuckles with you and then gives you a bro hug and then pushes you into the water.
Of course.
Which he is superheated, so he's like, ah, shit, fuck, ah.
It's mildly warm.
And he's like, damn it, you're tough.
I'll blast myself dry.
And then,
after I see that, I'll make sure that, you know, the as he falls in, the wave comes up over the top of him.
Oh, and,
oh.
And, roll perception.
Just Mike or everyone?
Okay, hold on. I'll give you a choice: perception or insight. You don't know which. You don't know which is a different.
I want perception because I have expertise.
Okay.
Do I? Anyone
at the table can roll.
I have advantage and expertise in both. I think.
I guess actually only Mike, you're gonna want to roll insight only because you know the person's the person involved better, and it's a much lower DC. Everyone else would have to roll perception.
Everyone's perception. Okay.
So I used a sorcery point.
Yeah.
I didn't re-roll for a new day, so
okay.
I figure we are on a new day, but I didn't want to know
for certain. No, it's still the same day
okay.
as Maria.
So insight, I rolled a 4 at first, and the second die is a 9, plus 7 for 16.
Good, the DC was 15.
Oh, good.
You see George making eyes at Tamara.
Hmm.
And everyone else, and who broke a 20 on perception?
16 plus 29.
10
for
26. Oh, 20. Anyone who broke 20 sees that Tamara was making eyes at him. And then anyone who broke 25 sees that it is a mutual thing. They're trying to play it off. And you get the impression that, like, in your emotional sense, Rico, it's definitely mutual and it's pretty strong. Like, not like freakishly strong, but like, they've been hanging out for like 3-4 days, and
they only needed one room.
They're gonna be a thing.
Okay.
But tomorrow's like, but I'm going with you to the signal. But like they give like a lingering handhold as and a goodbye. Like it's very.
Meanwhile, kitsch. Telepathically, of course, she's gonna. You know, I'm gonna try and keep her from reading the thought, but I'm sending it to George. You know, you sly bastard. Congratulations.
And he gives, don't hate the player.
I don't. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. And he gives you like a knuckle bump and then blasts you into the water again.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't drowned yet. Wait. I don't have. I can breathe underwater.
Oh.
Oh.
Cost me a sorcery point.
No. Yeah.
That too.
No, I up it every day.
All day, every day. You can breathe underwater.
I can do it myself though too now.
Is that a meta magic?
No.
Oh, it's the psychic thing.
Aberrant mind.
Yeah, the warp yourself a little.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah, you. So, what? Yes, Natalie?
You didn't know anything about my people.
Shade.
Oh, yeah,
Shade and Allison.
Allison didn't go.
Allison, it was 9.
It was 9.
So 9 comes up and says, thank you for the trip.
You're welcome.
It was lovely. And she shakes your hand.
No. And Luna. And puts her hand on her shoulder.
She blurs away and shakes your hand.
No. I will get you one day.
Yeah, when I'm cold and dead.
Hey, you're already holding her. How strong are you?
When
how
she goes to shake your hand, you just kind of locked on.
And she turns into lightning and just she moves 6 feet to the left.
Aww.
I'll see you when you get home.
Don't worry, I'll hist you next time.
All right, thank you.
Telepathically to 9, I'll make sure she gets home.
Yes, you will.
That's basically our general head nod kind of deal.
Yes,
because I know that she is protected.
And that's
her.
The answer she gives every time. Yes, you will. And she says, I'll get them all home.
Mm-hmm.
So who drives the second boat?
I was going.
Oh, there's
Shade.
Yeah.
That's right. There's three of them because we each had somebody come with us in Tamara's. Tomorrow's coming with us.
Yeah, and she kisses Bright Force's hand.
I didn't have anyone come with me.
Until we meet again, mademoiselle.
She had...
you enjoyed the boats, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 4 people come with us. 3 of them are going back, and we have 2 boats.
Shade says, they know we arrived via teleportation, so they offered... No, we arrived via boat.
Yeah.
Yep, Atlantean.
We took the Atlantean boat down, but they're taking.
They offered to ship these back to Rivershead City for us, so we could fly. They just have someone drive it across the
cool
the Gulf, and 9 said she teleport us back to town.
Okay,
so we're gonna go with her. It'll be 5 grand. Bye, and then
as I go and write the check, transfer funds,
and then you watch as they all turn into lightning and disappear.
Yeah,
and Tamara says. All right, let's get going.
Okay.
So she, you know, hops up into the Atlantean craft and it morphs into its boat form. Because it's fastest in land form, but boat's second.
It's got the water Water is good.
Mm-hmm. And I put non-detection on the boat.
That's a solid, solid plan.
That's for 8 hours and 9 concentration.
Can we rest, please?
It'll be at least a 2-day trip.
That'd be great.
So, and remember, it has beds for 8, so
yeah,
enjoy.
Plenty of space.
Enjoy your pod.
I feel claustrophobic. Bunk
beds.
Pods, but yes.
She runs into the room and starts, and then you just hear like hammers.
They are pods in the wall.
But they're pod here, pod here, pod here.
It's
two wings of two. It's four wings of two.
And then runs out and goes, there's bunk beds.
It's like a Japanese castle hotel almost.
That's nice.
Actually, I want to imagine it is like Japanese capsule hotel at the back. It's just like four, you know, 8 pods like studding the back of it, so you can have a window out.
They're like bunk beds. We can have a sleepover. I call that bunk.
I call the bunk farthest away from you two. I've heard you snore before. It's destructive.
Setting the earplugs to
demons talking.
Demons sleep talking.
No, I no longer sleep talk pie.
Technically, this demon never did.
Exactly.
Venator never did.
Exactly. But I have memories of both sides.
Correct.
Hence why I no longer... I know. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Are you setting it to Luna snoring?
Not snoring.
Talking.
Well, she just talks honestly, doesn't she?
Just... Luna. Hey, if he ignores you, just say that 5-letter paladin only word.
Smite.
It'll get his attention quickly.
Mm-hmm. It would. It certainly would.
Remember, the pen is equal to or mightier than the sword.
Gotcha. Because
you can still smite when you stab somebody with a pen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's almost as strong as her sword. Not really.
Not her current sword.
Well, no, because it's treated as large in her hands.
Still, a pen would only do 2. Strength.
It'd be 2.
Yeah.
1 + 1 = 2. It double the base. All right. So you guys are cruising along underwater. It is, and you notice it forms into like almost like a manta ray as it goes underwater. And it says, Shinsoku.
Mm-hmm.
If, or, you know, she'd say Dylan. No. She says everyone else's real name except for Demon, but you is Shinsoku, because she's trying to distance herself from what she did. And she says, Shinsoku, could you funnel some of your water power into the boat? You
get us there
significantly faster. And she's like, just stand up with a crystal here and just put your hand on it and kind of will the boat to go faster. Roll me a water power check.
Only a 5 plus 15 for a 20.
You have reliable talent, sir.
Oh, that's right. So that's 10, 25.
Yeah, you feel the boat like triple in speed.
Cool.
You need to do that about every hour. But
do we have to peel Demon off of the back of the boat?
No, smooth acceleration.
I have a 15 strength.
Oh.
No, the question is, were you flying at the time? Mm. At which point you wouldn't actually accelerate with the boat until you hit something.
And you get whacked by it.
I just see that as the most amusing cartoon scene. What? As he's in the middle of saying something. Oh, this should be... Yes?
What the fuck? Did anyone get the number of the 747 that hit me? I need it for insurance. And that's a line from book 2.
God, I hope it's out by then.
It's one of my favorite jokes from that whole book. All right, so you guys are cruising along underwater in your manta ray, and it is just ripping. And then you finally, after about a day and a half's travel, so it's, you know.
Like, I do re-up and keep the non-detection running.
Like, it's like 3 o'clock on, you know, the next day, and you have arrived at the coast of Brazil, like the very northern coast, so you'll have to scour the whole thing. And she says, all right, everybody, a scanning station will get to going.
Woohoo!
Is my
scanning station up front? Because yes. My perception and true sight. Window.
Yeah. Everyone else, you can either roll perception or tech. You will get different results for different things.
I don't have proficiency in tech, so I'm going to roll perception.
I got a fucking natural 20 for perception.
You sure it wasn't tech?
Maybe it is. How's everyone else's tech?
Well, mine is good, but you're...
My straight will have to be perception.
Yeah, these two are perception. We'll do tech.
Okay, I'm tech.
Net 20 tech. Got it.
I'm going to choose the 26 re-roll.
With true sight.
Okay.
I rolled 2 11, so.
Perception is plus 12. I rolled an 18, so 30.
Okay, we're gonna go in order.
But
starting with the perception people, what are the two numbers?
26.
26 and 30, okay.
But he has true sight. So
I see that, through the water, if that matters.
Yeah, so from the front of the boat, so essentially you are put in at fore and aft, you know, and with the beds more out of the way, and gives you a scanning station there.
Neat.
And between the pair of you, you see like probably five or seven, probably over the, because you're kind of like skimming along, you know, the whole, you know, northern coast. Actually, you're doing the whole coast of Brazil, which is huge, you know.
Okay.
So you probably see 30, 40 shipwrecks, like some of which look relatively new. Others look old.
GPS marked. Click, click, ooh, click. Yep. the rogue is going, money, yeah. Money.
Yes.
You'll need salvage rights for it, but yeah.
Okay. Yes, but we can sell the location to people.
Correct. With a 30, which is you, I'm like, you thought you caught a glimpse of something, a similar white to this ship you're in about, but if it was like down the shelf and like you saw like a corner of it.
And then it disappeared or?
And then, but it was, you were going so fast, you're not 100%, you're not 100% sure, but you think it might be worth going back.
I'll call it out.
Okay, and perfect. So we're going to flash back down to tech. So this is after their perception.
Okay.
And what do you roll for your tech?
I'm taking my 10, so 27.
Okay. So the 27, the net 20. So what's the net 20 turn into with your tech?
I don't technically have tech on here.
You're plus 2.
You are proficient, so it's int plus proficiency.
So 7.
So 7.
So plus 7. So total 27. Of 27, but a net 20. 20.
So the natural 27, not the the non-net 20, 27. You ping out the, you see what he mentioned immediately. All you found, it looks very similar to this. And you section it out, you find it's something almost identical to what you're in, except for about 18 times as big. It's huge, like a freighter. Actually, more like 50 or 60 times. It's a freighter, which is not what they said they had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Natalie with a nat 20. It's active. And your scans find that there are living beings on board.
Okay. I tell them that.
I'm sorry. They're living beings, but they're all still. They're all
stasis.
Yes, their temperature is very cold.
Cryostasis, okay. Like I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing?
I say we go investigate.
That sounds like a good plan.
Did you bring invisibility?
No, not in my wheelhouse.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
He didn't ask, do you have invisibility? He said, did you bring invisibility?
Invisibility is second level, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, no. Can we put it on the ship itself?
No.
Actually, no. With a sufficient arcana, maybe. Because of what the ship is.
Because it's a magical conduit.
Correct. Now it'd probably take like a fifth level casting to do it, but but there's a chance it succeeds. But either way, you burn the fifth level spell. You willing to take the swing?
I actually didn't memorize invisibility.
And I get greater invisibility, but I don't get regular invisibility as a gloomstalker.
That totally makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, I did not.
The other one's not combat viable, so they wouldn't know it. And with those really good perception checks, I'm going to let those carry forward. You scan the hull of this other ship, and you see the sign of the Fallen.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, no, these are bad people.
Okay, so are we going to save them or no?
Are we bored?
No, it just says this is the sign of the Fallen. It could be something else. It could be that, you know, you don't know who's on board. It
could be a prison ship. Enemy of my enemy and all that stuff, right?
And all that?
Yeah. Well, regardless, I think we should board. Does it look like they noticed us with maybe running non-detection on us? 24, because I can do it.
Keep
it
up. There's no one walking.
There's no one active other than the cold bodies based on.
Yep.
Mine.
Her technology.
Tamara, is there an easy way to board this? Do you recognize this kind of ship?
There should be a docking port right on the top. In the middle, But that's the Fallen. I mean, it could be a prison ship or it could be just a freighter. I don't know what it is, but I don't recognize any of the markings on it. But then again, that's from how long ago? So
yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's the first thing we've found. I think we need to go in and investigate.
Oh, sorry, not the Fallen, the Betrayer. And it's I just remember I wrote all their names down, so I have them all right now. And for this is for future reference, so we can write these down somewhere. It's Ethereal, Boreal, Scuthiel / Zaphael, same person, Hastiel, which is haste, ale. Mm-hmm. It's the one that behind mages. He's like, I wish I was chosen by Hastiel. Okay, not this iteration of you, but a different version.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Just imagine if the other version finds him.
The warrior, the protector, the scholar, and the mage.
Yep. Warrior, scholar, defender, and mage.
Defender, protector.
Same shit, different day.
Yep.
All right. So, what you guys going to do?
Let's board.
We need to board.
Let's guide the ship to the docking ring.
Yep.
Before we enter, I cast Pass Without Trace. Plus 10 to our sneak.
Fantastic.
Woohoo! So we're less likely to be picked up by their onboard
defenses.
Devices.
Yeah, we should still check for security systems and traps. And
mm-hmm. That's why we got our Texpert here.
Texpert?
Yeah.
And you picked me for the prank war.
What's this about a prank war?
There's no prank war.
That was out of character. you want to punish me. He's the one making the bad jokes.
All right, so you guys go to dock, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Checking for traps before we dock?
That is not a thing. Are you out in the underwater 1,000 feet down?
I can be.
I guess you could investigate from there because you're Mr. Smarty Pants.
And mm-hmm. I have eyes. We can look through the port. Front windshield.
Roll investigation. Yeah. All right, I'll spoil it. No, you don't find any. All right. No traps there.
The way that you said you're docking it made it very suspicious.
So you dock and you feel your manta ray settle and then like wrap its wings around to hold on.
That's neat.
And then like in the center of your you know car boat mode of transport
vehicle
a circular like porthole essentially or not porthole but like hatch appears with a you know big old like latch you could release and open it up.
All right, Miss Luna, if you will.
Tomorrow looks at you strangely. Hatch open.
Oh.
And you see like the other hatch opens on the other side. Like it opens. Like one opens up, the other one opens down. So there's just a hole down now.
Cool.
And it opens into what looks like a
airlock.
No, not an airlock. This forms what it needs. So it you already made the airlock. So it doesn't care about that. It would be like a sitting room for the better, lack of a better term. A waiting room. It forms a waiting room.
All right.
And it's like a 15-foot drop. But
the hatch has a ladder.
As you think that, a ladder appears.
Cool. I figured once they said a hatch open, a ladder would have appeared.
Yeah, you're right. A ladder would have just appeared. Or no, it's a fireman's pole. It's faster.
Yeah, but how do you climb up into...
A ladder would form.
Right, but when you say hatch open, yes, I get we said it from our side, but still,
correct.
I'd say because it's a ladder
from,
would.
Because it's from your side. There's okay, there's a fireball and a ladder.
Okay.
This fireball's more fun.
I hover my way down.
Yep. Hey, you enter into a waiting room with like very uncomfortable looking chairs made out of the same material as the boat. There's like a window where there's no one behind it. There's a couple doors out. Pictures of like sunsets and things. Like, are pictures of like oceanscapes on the wall.
Hmm. All right.
And
I got a question. Who has dark vision here?
Everybody.
Yo.
Everyone.
Okay. So we don't need a light.
You're invisible if there's no light.
Yep.
As you appear, the light turns on in the room. Not doing it to nerve you. It's just that's what the boat would do.
Bless you.
So, and once Tamara steps foot on the boat, A voice comes from like the walls and says, "Tamara, what was her last name?"
Don't think you ever actually told us.
If I didn't, I know what it'll be.
Is it in Atlantean?
Yes.
I speak that one.
Yep.
I specifically went out of my way to get
the last
one.
Name.
Whatever her rank is, plus her name.
Yeah, it was pilot Tamara. How can we be of service? Well, it's a voice from nowhere, and she says, I'm surprised I'm still in the lists.
Maybe it's from before you guys left.
I don't know. This seems a lot much. This is more advanced than what I remember. But then again,
insight.
Insight. Sure. And Tamara's emotional state is currently
confused
and a little scared.
Yeah,
not as good. Osha did have a reliable talent, but I don't. That is my luck. 18.
She's not lying, but she's not telling the whole truth. Mm. She says, passenger manifest, please. Authorization required. And she lists off like she says, I'll try an old one. And she gives like a 25 digit code with, you know,
it's an old code, sir, but still a valid one.
Yes. All right.
yes.
But she gives like a 25 digit code with like a crackling noise at the end, which isn't a letter. And it says, code accepted. Well, that's weird. She says in English. As a passenger manifest shoots up and she says, oh my god, this is a prison ship. Not a transport. A prison ship where it was going to roam underwater until it was recalled. It crashed here.
Okay.
She's like pulling through logs as she like through the air like crazy fast.
How long has it been here?
I think we're talking psychically at this point.
Yes.
Because that's faster and quieter.
She says...
And not interacting with the machine.
About 30 years after I left, looks like, is when it left. And then it roamed for about 30 or 40 years, and then it crashed. Something interfered with the mana drive, because it's not even listed as existing anymore.
Well, we are near the Fountain of Youth.
No,
we're near something of equivalent strangeness.
I mean, theoretically. Nah, never mind, it wouldn't work.
No. When did the magic leave?
Way before that.
But this mana drive could, you know, probably water-oriented mana?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a stupid idea.
No.
No, it isn't.
That mana drive might have washed ashore somewhere near War's compound.
Oh, and that's what I was picking up.
Yeah.
Ooh. How close to War's compound are we?
Not far. Like, max 5 miles.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my point.
Fine.
Very good. Very good.
She said, I mean, if it came to it, we could try and jumpstart it with our ship, but it would burn out almost immediately.
No.
Well, we fixed the other the pod.
This is going to take more than the power to power the pod.
Oh, yeah. Now, are these the prisoners here? Are they
friends or
allies of yours?
From what I can tell, they're part of something called the Splendor Faction, which I take it to be KK's family. KK would be one of the shipmates. Her dad was in charge. It's the Splendor family, I guess they renamed the faction the after them, and she pulls through and she says, it looks like they're all prisoners from them. You know, 30 or 40 different 75 mages, 20 politicos, 150 warriors. This is a full fighting, this is a godsend to a group. I mean, the Atlanteans were never that populous. No, let me rephrase that. Atlanteans were never very... We don't have a lot of kids. We live a long time.
Yeah.
So this many... I mean, this is decades of children here. You know, they've been kept in cryosleep that long.
Didn't answer Mike's question, because Mike didn't understand the answer. Are these people allies or enemies?
Oh, they're part of the Splendor faction, so yes, they'd be allies.
Cool. I'm glad you're here. Because this is a prison ship you said was run by... KK's family, right?
No.
That's how I understood it.
KK's family is the ones who are in here.
Got it. Well.
Or people with that faction. She lists off like four or five family names. Yeah, they're all long time.
Can you search for the crew? What happened to the crew? Did they abandon ship?
They're not listed. And I don't have access to the crew manifest. I don't have enough clearance.
Why did it recognize you as important?
Oh, before the split, I worked for a company over in Terra Sancta.
Okay.
And I worked as a test pilot for ships like this.
All right. I'm going to...
You can roll insight if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And you roll with advantage, Mike.
And all I roll right. with advantage.
Well, my plus is 7, and that's a 19 on the die, so...
Okay, I won't use my last lucky then.
I'm going to say 26.
She's bullshitting you. There's another reason why I would recognize her.
All right, I'm going to use an ability I don't use very frequently, so I have to actually look it up.
Zone of Truth?
Don't lie to me.
Is that Zone of Truth?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you want me to cast it? Or
This is a power, and I am a psychic.
Yeah, but what is her to save?
I got an 8.
On the dice.
That does not make it.
Even if she's plus, 10, she'd still fail, right?
Stop lying to me. And I will say that as I do this.
And she said, before I left with the crew for the exploration. Let me redo that. Before I joined the crew to go exploring, my family were one of the leading families of the other faction.
Okay.
My grandfather was one of Scuthiel's most powerful followers.
Do you hold allegiance with your family?
Absolutely not.
Do you hold allegiance to Zathael or Scuthiel?
No, I'm a devout follower of Hastiel. No, she's
under Zone of Truth and she failed.
Okay.
And she knows it.
And I'm telling EO, like...
And I had to make sure that got answered.
Yep.
And she, shows you the mark. Everyone has a mark.
I know. Uh-huh. I am well aware of the marks. I still have to have her say that.
I appreciate that. Mike wants to say I appreciate your honesty, but she doesn't have a choice.
I appreciate your candor.
Yeah, because she could have obfuscated it.
Yeah.
She says, every door on the ship will open for me. I know my dad's code.
All right, thank you. And I will let it fall because she is being honest with us.
Also, but you can cast it centered on her. It would just follow her around.
Yeah, I'm letting it drop because that's very invasive and she is a friend. Yes, she lied to us, but I'm not going to let it stick around. And I got that, power mod per long rest, so yeah. 5. I used 1.
So she says, yeah, we can just go this way. I know my way around these.
And they won't attack you, will they, if they see you?
No, I'm inputting all the security system.
I meant the prisoners if we start freeing them.
Oh, I really shouldn't be visible. I look a lot like my grandmother.
We won't free any of them until you're safely back on the right.
Yeah, but we still need to explain everything.
We do.
Yeah.
And at least two of us speak Atlantean.
Yes.
So she leads you down a hallway. You pass a bunch of cryo cells that are all just frozen solid and this greenish blue goo. And you see people slowly floating to and from in them. And then she leads you all the way down to the nose of the ship, which has been shoved deep into the rock. And she says, they let Jebediah drive.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jebediah.
We all know a Jeb.
Yeah. He liked to get drunk and then drive the boat. What could he hit?
Well, obviously, a ground.
A seashell. Yeah. He says, let me go check this out. And she goes and it gets to the point where the shelf is visible, through the crack. Oh, the ship didn't seal itself. There are no crew because they all died. They're somewhere in that mess there. Ship cut off the seal off the lowest quarter of the lowest 1/8 of the ship, please. Yes, the parts with no rock in them. As you watch it, we should back up a little. It seals off, yep. And then it starts to drift.
Okay.
Because the part of it that was holding it in the ground got cut off. Detonate the... implode the...
Should we not check down there and see if there's any...
No, it is rock and rubble. It's nothing.
So no stasis cells?
No, nothing.
Nothing. They're all destroyed. Survived.
They're all in the center. And the beings were dead. She says, implode the cut off 1/8. Understood. As you watch, it's just And then it just turns into a ball that just, we should, like, brace for impact. Boom! And it just detonates, and it just blows off, like, a 100-foot radius of the shelf. Just perfect, you know.
Perfect. Probably shouldn't have done that. Dome. At least not right now.
You hear a, as the water rushes to fill the void. Oh. Up above, there's a huge water spout, like,
yeah,
250 feet high, just
boom. Oh.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have done that. But
yep.
Well, especially since the ship doesn't have power, or a mana drive movement.
It needed to be done.
Yes. I get that, but now...
Because of us getting on here, it was shifting. There was water leaking in.
Understood.
Our ship was too heavy.
I understand, but we could have avoided the detonation until we were ready to move.
And now everyone above knows where we are.
Our ship is strong enough to pull it away. Just can't operate it at full capacity.
Okay.
Ship? Or Wave Rider? Yes, I named the other ship. Sorry. Wave Rider, please pull us one click northeast. Go as deep as you can and settle us against the seafloor. And you just feel like you're very slowly drifting until you start to lower down.
Cool.
Well, we need the mana drive if we're going to get this thing operational. There's no way you get those cryo cells open without it.
Can we check the logs, the navigation logs, to see where current Atlantis is, or at least where it last
believed? It was 30 years after she left. There's no way. It lists exactly where she thought it was.
Okay.
Okay.
It does, however, list that there is an unpowered teleportation array that...
Pause it. That doesn't sound like a smoke
straw. Thank you.
All right. And she said, yeah, there's an unpowered teleportation array at the aft of the ship. We just need it to be powered. And no, we can't redirect the Wave Rider's power to it.
All right. What can we use to power it?
Well, we're going to have to go get the drive.
The mana drive?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's over there.
I get that.
How heavy is it? Can we actually transport it?
No, it's only like the size of a barrel.
Size of a barrel, okay.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, 3 foot by 2 foot, you know, and 2 foot diameter.
How vulnerable is it to incoming fire?
It's not.
So it's resistant to damage?
I mean, a direct impact would be bad, but I mean,
it sounds like we're going to probably go in fighting. So
if it got like hit by something stray, it would. I mean, you'd have to pierce it. You know, okay. It's pretty much immune to fire damage.
All right.
I wouldn't try bludgeoning damage on it, though. That would be bad.
Or piercing.
Yeah.
Or slashing.
It can take magical damage. Physical damage will fuck it up. Like the magical damage types. Mechanically.
So we're going to try to sneak in to get close to it and then sneak out, right?
Yep.
That sounds like a good plan.
And no way to power up the teleportation array in here? So we could just teleport directly here?
No. We need the drive in order to power the teleportation.
No, you could teleport to it. Yeah, the runes work. It's just, it doesn't have energy to go anywhere else.
Okay. Yes.
So we can arrive here. Yes. We just can't get it to go anywhere else.
So they go and memorize the
sigils.
She's just like, watch, you can spin these, and they change. Oh, I'm going to give it 3 twists. That's my favorite one. I have this one memorized. And she says, I'm going to work on getting the ship right. I mean, I'll get as many of the systems functional as I can.
All right.
Do I have your permission to integrate the Wave Rider to this? To update its firmware?
Do I make a tech check to make sure there's like...
You have no fucking clue.
To see if there's any other issues she might be hiding. Like
Insight, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll it.
24.
She's downplaying what would happen to the Wave Rider.
She's downplaying what will happen to the Wave Rider. I assume Wave Rider won't be the Wave Rider anymore.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Really? Isn't it her ship?
No,
technically it's ours. We bought it.
Right of salvage, you know.
Do we need to zonage with her again?
No, but we can at least say, you know, do you really think sacrificing the ship, the Wave Rider, would be good?
I can get the ship to 5% functionality with using the Wave Rider to fill in the eighth that was cut off.
Okay.
And doing so would I might be able to get one or two of the cells open without even without the core, without the mana drive.
Don't open any cells until we're back.
I don't plan on it, but it could be done. And also, none of the weapon systems are working right now, so if something attacked, we'd be defenseless.
Does Wave Rider have any weapon systems?
No.
Okay.
But this being a prison ship, it probably would have
at least some sort of defensive capabilities. All right.
Do I have your permission to do that?
Yeah.
With that.
I'm fine with that.
Rise Force?
Sure.
Or Luna? What about you?
It's fine.
Okay. I'll get that started while you guys are gone. Faster is better.
Yes.
We're drifting.
That's fine.
Is it an El Nino or El Nina? La Nina right now.
Huh?
Hopefully that mic never run.
Yeah, so I mean, Brazil is a lawless mess right now, or what was known as Brazil is a lawless mess ruled over by like 8 or 9 supremacies. So.
So, War's Camp.
No, the thing I detected from, can I still detect where that is?
Yeah, you've triangulated it. It's like a 100 yards from War's Camp. He probably doesn't even know it's there. He might not even know it's there. Okay. He probably does, but he
How
might not.
How close to the coast is that camp?
About 5 miles.
Okay, so we hike inland a little ways, or we take a river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Staying underwater as best we can. It's our best way of being undetected.
All right. And as you guys make plans to assault, you know, or to approach the mana drive and potentially War's Camp, I think it's time to end.
Okay.
We appreciate you listening. If you like us, you know, give us a rating on wherever you listen and share with your friends. That's the biggest thing to get podcasts out there because word of mouth is the only way, you know, that we grow our listener base. Thanks, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye.